Hey guys, welcome back to episode 2 of KB and the Boys, season 6. Got Colby and Nick here with me. Boys, what's up?
Good.
How are we doing?
Top after week 1, like always.
Yeah, Colby again, the huge, huge week 1. Went plus 6.69 total. Me and Carter went plus 2.91. We did go positive.
That's good.
Colby hit some big ones during the Masters. Obviously, Scotty to win it. That was probably, you probably should have just mortal locked that. That was,
should have.
So good. Guys, so good. All right, so we'll get into locks first. Then maybe at the end we can talk a little NBA playoffs, see who you guys, I want to know who you guys think is going to win it. Basically between two teams, I think, but.
Yeah.
So me and Carter this week, we got half unit on Ludwig Åberg to win the RBC at plus 700. We have a 1U of Sheffield to win or draw, Arsenal money line, and Villa over 1.5 goals at plus 240. Phillies and Indians money line parlay, money line parlay at plus 150. Rangers and Hurricanes money line parlay at plus 105. Literally didn't even know hockey was still going on when Carter sent me that, so I was confused. But I'm going to go Bucks money line in game 1. No Giannis in game 1, but I'm taking the Bucks at home at plus 102 against the Pacers. I think Dame will have a big game, and they'll find a way to win game 1. 1U on the Knicks, minus 3 versus the 76ers at minus 110. 1.5 units on the last of the play-in games tomorrow. Sabonis over 15.5 points. Fox over 4.5 assists, and McCollum over 3.5 assists at plus 160. And our 2U play is going to be Jason Day, 2-ball versus Eric Cole at minus 130. All right, whichever one you use, want to read off yours first?
Go for it, Colby.
All right, I've got all of them, if you just want me to say them all, Nick.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll start with our half units. We've got 2 half unit plays. One is Scotty Scheffler to have a bogey-free round tomorrow.
Scotty
at plus 600.
Bogey-free. Round 2, right?
Round 2, okay. Yes.
Plus 600. All right.
Then our next half unit is all of the UFL football games, all of the unders to hit.
That's fine. That's all you got to say. You don't got to say UFL. All UFL. All UFL games. Under.
Got a good read.
Plus 1,228. I don't even know. How many games are there?
4.
There's 4? 4 yeah. Under?
That's not that bad. You got a chance. Some
and
shitty.
They're all interesting. They're all set in the 40s.
Some shitty football.
That is some bad football.
And the good news is there's no extra points. They have to try for 1, 2, 3, or 4 maybe?
Jesus, 1, 2, 3, or 4 is a fucking backyard football.
Jeez. Yeah, you've never, it's just made up rules. You never seen it? I've watched one game. They get
it's like
a,
that Madden game
yeah.
We play.
They get a 1-point try from like the 2, or I think they go back to the 5 for the 2-point. It's like the 10 for the 3 and like the 15 or something for the 4.
Keep everyone in the game, baby.
Nice.
All right, that's good stuff.
All right, moving on to 2 of our 1.5 unit plays.
1.5s, all right.
We are rooting for the downfall of one of the game's legends, a great pitcher, but he is past his prime, and he's making his first start tomorrow, Justin Verlander. We are betting on him not to do good. We are taking over 4.5 hits allowed at minus 105.
Verlander over 4.5 hits.
Allowed.
Hits allowed. Okay.
Minus 105. And then we're taking under 4.5 strikeouts at plus 125.
Verlander under 4.5?
Yes. Yep.
Under 4.5 strikeouts at plus 105?
Yep. Yep.
Beautiful. Wow, it's sad to root against Verlander like that. All right, got him down.
Hey, he can't have everything in life. He already has a smoking hot wife, so.
That's fair, he can't. How old is Verlander now?
41.
Knicks at 41.
Well, yeah.
He's up there, but he'll be fine either way.
He will be fine either way. That is for sure.
All right. Two unit. Cameron Young and Scottie Scheffler. Top 20.
Cameron Young and Scottie. Top 20. Okay. Odds?
Means that is plus 102.
Plus 102. Got her.
And then our largest bet, three units. My Canucks to win series against Nashville Predators.
Canucks to win the series. What are those odds?
Minus 150.
Minus 150. All right. So again, Colby and Nick got Scotty bogey free tomorrow. All UFL under. Verlander over 4.5 hits allowed. Under 4.5 strikeouts. Cameron Young, Scotty top 20. And the Canucks to win the series. All right. First team parlay. Let's hear it.
Yeah, we're... You know, it's unfortunate we don't have much to bet on.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, you're finding scraps at this point.
We're doing a golf two ball parlay here. So we've got Jason Day to beat Eric Cole.
Jason Day. Eric Cole. Two ball. Okay.
Siwoo to beat Lucas Glover.
Siwoo, Lucas Glover. Okay.
And then maybe the most interesting matchup is JT Poston against Keegan Bradley. I believe it is the person in first place against the person in last place.
I like Bradley's odds.
And JT was only like minus 140. So
I'm taking, you're taking Poston.
Yeah, we're taking Poston.
Keegan Bradley. That is Keegan Bradley's going to break your fucking heart tomorrow.
He shot 5 over today, and Poston shot 8 under today. So that's how golf works. Keegan will win tomorrow.
Coming back around.
But that is plus 402.
402. All right, so two ball. Parlay with Jason Day over Eric Cole, Siwoo over Glover, and JT Poston over Keegan Bradley. Would like to announce that our weekend of May 17th, I'm mortal locking right now because the odds will not be the same. It will be a 9-unit play for me and Carter on May 17th. Tyson Fury is plus 110 against Alexander Usyk for the undisputed heavyweight title, and those odds will not be there come May 17th, so that'll be a mortal lock that week for sure. 9 units.
Who is it?
Tyson Fury, underdog against Usyk for the undisputed heavyweight title. Think people are judging him a little bit too off, not training hard against Francis Ngannou and going 10 rounds with him. I don't see this fight being very competitive, and I don't understand why Fury's an underdog, but he is, so we'll be mortal locking that week. I just want to put it out there now because the odds will change by fight time. He will be the favorite.
What day is it?
May 17th.
Maybe we should mortal lock it too and just be tied to him.
A group mortal lock. I agree.
I'm seeing minus 115 on DK right here.
FanDuel had it at plus 110 on Saturday when I looked.
I want their odds. I think we just ride it with
I'm
them.
Telling you, I guarantee you that Fury's minus 160 by fight time. I guarantee it. Because I bet so many people bet that when they saw it. I mean, I already placed a bet on it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's going to change. Like I said, I think they're reading too much into him not training for the last fight, and he kind of embarrassed himself, and I don't think he's going to do that again. I mean, Usyk's very good. Usyk's very good. He's got 3 of the 4 belts, or 3 of the 5 belts, which is just ridiculous that boxing has 5 belts in a weight class. But he's very good. He's a smaller guy, and I just think Fury's going to be able to bully him. But, I mean, he is the second best heavyweight in the world, but I think Fury's just class.
So how old is Fury?
Fury is the younger fighter, actually, at 34. And Usyk, I believe, is 36, if I'm correct. Here, I guess I'll look real quick. But I believe Tyson Fury is actually younger than Usyk, which is wild, that because Tyson Fury took about 4 years off of boxing. Yeah, Tyson Fury.
Feels like Tyson Fury's 80.
Yeah, Tyson Fury is actually 35. So maybe it was Usyk that was 1 year younger. No, Usyk is 1 year older. Usyk is 37. He's 2 years older. So Usyk probably record. He has less fights, but that's because he started in the Olympics, and he came to professional boxing later. So who do you guys think is going to win it all in the NBA playoffs? Obviously, play-in started Tuesday. Playoffs officially start Saturday. Who you guys got? I'm guessing Nuggets or Celtics.
The Thunder.
The Thunder.
I'm kidding. Probably the Nuggets.
Yeah. I think I like the Nuggets. I don't know. They just don't have the same feel as last year.
They don't. Well, I will say their starting lineup has definitely played better this year together, but I think they are weaker on the bench. Obviously lost Bruce Brown and Jeff Green. Now they asked Christian Brown to score a little more, so we're going to see if he can do that in the playoffs. He did pretty good in the regular season, but their bench is definitely a little weaker, and the West is really deep. I mean, the Warriors went 46-36, and they're not even in the playoffs. And that would get you like a 4 seed or a 5 seed in the East.
Yeah.
I think the Mavericks are a sleeper. Luka and Kyrie really figured out how to play together. Obviously, they play the Clippers, which the Clippers probably have the best roster, but who knows who will be playing from night to night. Kawhi's already dealing with a knee injury and might miss game one, so can't trust the Clippers. I would probably say it should be Nuggets-Celtics, but Celtics should walk through the East. The East is so poor.
Yeah, the Celtics are good.
Yeah, I mean, the Celtics have the best starting five in the NBA, 100%.
I mean, especially with the Bucks kind of falling apart too.
Yeah.
It not being fit with Dame.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
It's just not there.
And then Giannis already dealing with an injury going in, a calf injury, which is not easy to come back from. So who knows when he'll even play. I mean, I think they expect him to miss the first two games against the Pacers. So, and the Pacers have had their number in the regular season.
New Orleans is in the West, right?
No, New Orleans in the East. Probably will be in the – or New Orleans in the West. They will be in the East, though, if they go through with the two expansion teams that they're going to go through with.
I was going to say, which is weird that they're in the West, but they're also good, but
I think
power to get through the West. They'd be a great East team.
If they do Seattle and Vegas, it'll probably be New Orleans and Memphis moving to the East.
Which
Memphis is really good too. They just had bad injury problems all year. They weren't healthy at all, and they're normally a good team. I mean, New Orleans and Memphis would probably immediately go to the top of the East with Boston.
I think New Orleans versus Boston would be some fun series.
Yeah. But we'll see what expansion teams they go with. I bet they do Seattle. I don't know if they'll actually go through with Vegas, but I know they'll probably add two, so.
Kansas City.
Yeah. Kansas City. I think Austin, Texas wants one. San Diego would like one, but I don't know. I think they'll go Seattle just because fans want it so bad.
That league needs to get bigger.
Yeah, I agree.
The rosters are too small, and there's too many good basketball players that honestly deserve to be in the NBA.
100%. Yeah, they definitely need to go two teams. And, I mean, Adam Silver says he would like four teams by 2029 or 2028 even. So I think they're going to expand pretty quick.
They need it. I mean, good Lord, the Thunder have probably 30 dudes who could play in the NBA in their farm system.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, their whole G League roster is probably good enough to at least sit on a bench.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams that have like a lot of young talent that just sits in the G League because they have so much young talent. Raptors have a lot of guys that have had to play in the G League. They're pretty deep with their G League. Thunder, obviously, because they hold 100 first-round picks. With all those trades they made.
How about the Raptors throwing away their future core to the Knicks for nothing? Did they get rid of Anunoby and who?
Ananobi, and who else went there? Can't think of who else went there. I mean, they got RJ Barrett back, which he's young, but
he's so a pack of Skittles.
Don't hate on RJ.
He's the bomb.
Yeah, I mean they pretty much went to the tank with that trade, but they also acquired 2 first-round picks in that trade too. So if the I would say the Knicks would be a team that could contend with Boston if Julius Randle didn't get injured. They would have been really deep. I mean, DiVincenzo's been unreal this year. Ananobi's been really good. Josh Hart's been good. Obviously, Jalen Brunson might be first team All NBA. Yep. If they had their second score, I think that they would be able to contend with Boston. But with him out, I just don't see how Boston. I don't know if Boston loses more than one game in a series in the East. I mean, because they're gonna play either injured Miami with no Jimmy Butler or Chicago Bulls, who are 6 games under 500, and then they're gonna play either Cleveland or Orlando, who are both offensively challenged. And then you're probably going to get the Knicks, who don't have their second best player, or the Bucks, who can't play defense in the conference finals. I don't see how they lose. I mean, they're going to be really fresh going into the finals, but we'll see how it goes for them. K-State got anybody else in the portal that I haven't seen?
They got
DJ Jones,
UIC transfer.
Oh, I saw that one. I did see that one a couple days ago, or yesterday. Might have been.
He's supposed to be athletic. I would compare him kind of to Cam Carter. Cam wasn't very, like, didn't have much production before he came to K-State.
Yeah. Mm,
this guy is a little more, but also.
But he played at the terrible, terrible school.
I could see him being like, who's that freakish athletic dude who sat on the bench all last year or 2 years ago? Who'd play every once in a while, and he was just a crazy athlete. He was from New York.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember his name.
But he could catch an alley-oop from about anywhere.
Yeah.
They got Doug, though. Doug's good.
They got Doug. He is good.
Doug was one of my favorite players in the portal. I like
and his game. And they got a five-star point guard coming in.
Yep.
Yeah, 4-5.
Did you see, I mean, Indiana threw Ballo a bag.
How much did they pay him?
1.2. Wasn't he supposed to visit K-State?
Yeah, he was going to.
Yeah.
Then they matched whatever he wanted, and he was like, no need. I mean, he almost got Hunter Dickinson money.
He did almost get Hunter Dickinson money. I can't wait till it comes out to see how much KU's paying NIL after this year.
Yeah, what is your guys' bill going to be?
It's going to be what I would guess. I'm guessing AJ Storr got $700,
$750. I'm guessing Zeke Mayo didn't get very much.
Zeke Mayo, no. I think Kugel probably a little bit. I'm guessing what would even make it higher is if we get this Alabama guy, because how many teams are after him? If we get Ryan Griffin, and probably going to be paying him upwards of $400,000-$500,000 as well, I would guess.
He's really good. He's at least, I bet, 5.
Yeah, so it'll be really high. Well, I mean, our total last year was, what, I think 4.4, and over half that was Dickinson. So, I mean, yeah, it's going to be up there. It'll probably be close to about 6.5, I would guess, next year. If we get Griffin, it's going to be 6.5, 7.
Yeah, but I mean, they saved money suspending DeJuan's salary after his play last year. He's on a free deal,
and there was a clause in McCullers' contract that said he had to play a certain amount of games, and he didn't fulfill
we
that.
Saved money.
He gets some money back on that too.
Well, the rumor is he got exactly to that game and he said, I'm not getting paid anymore. He made a contract stipulation and he left. He said, all right, I'm done.
Oh, my goodness.
I told Bill to sit me in preseason. It's his fault.
Yeah. I'm fine with him being gone. I wish I mean, I hate saying it, but I mean, I still wish DeJuan wasn't going to be our point guard, to be honest. But it is what it is. As long as there's more shooting around on the team, then that's fine, I guess, if he's there. If I ever see Bill run a lineup of with DeJuan, AJ Store, KJ, and Dickinson, though, I'm going to fucking lose my mind. We better have gotten AJ Store to put KJ as the sixth man and not as a starting power forward. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Is K-State in for any of the other portal guys, though? What about that Rutgers center? Are they still in for him?
They're still in for him, I think.
He's nice. I like him.
They're athletic.
Yeah, he is an athlete. Very good.
They're in for the Florida State center. He's supposed to be good.
They need some centers, don't they? Did they pick up one yet?
No. And we're still recruiting guards, too.
It's going to be four. It's going to be 3 point guards, Kaluma, and a transfer center.
No, it's going to be Gasson.
Oh, is Gasson coming back?
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
And that's going to be it. We're going to have no centers to rotate either.
It's sad that McNair is gone. It's bullshit.
Big man.
Jerome's going to have to man the five once Gasson gets in foul trouble.
You guys will if you get that Rutgers center, he'll start.
Oh yeah,
he'll start. He won't have a sub, but he'll start.
Gathon will rotate to the five. I think they should just let Aaron McNair come back for one more year.
Nah, he can lead.
I mean, he probably needs the education.
There we go. There was no player with better footwork than Aaron McNair in the post.
Lord.
I know Nick will miss Tyler Perry, though. He will miss Tyler Perry.
Yeah, Nick really was a big fan of him.
Yep.
Nick with no comment. Nick wants us to move on from Tyler Perry.
Hate to see him go. Be tough.
Yeah, he played so well last year that we decided to go get another 5'11 player.
at least he's proven, though. You know.
Yeah, he's a little better.
He played in a conference that was better than Tyler Perry's.
Yeah. Shoot, Tyler Perry was proven too.
All right. Well, I think we're good there.
Yep.
All right. Well. We'll be back next week with episode 3. Hopefully, Holmberg doesn't do as well in golf. So me and Carter can catch their team. But thank you guys for listening. Peace.